So here we are back live over BBS Radio Online. I welcome you all. Wednesday evening, this is October the 28th, 2020. And that means on Wednesdays that if you have questions, we have answers. The Elohim group and Ra group will speak through Terry Brown live on this show and answer the submitted questions. And if you have a question, you can submit it by emailing it to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And several more people joined in, as this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. I welcome you all. If you have a chance, please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Good evening, Heist.
Good to have you.
Thank you. Who else?
Wanda in Saskatchewan.
Good evening, Hi, Wanda. Welcome.
Hi,
Hello,
Wanda.
Everyone.
Anyone else? Feel free to say a name and location. All right. And right after this show at 7 p.m. Pacific, we go over to our daily Whole Planet Healing conference call, only accessible by phone. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com, and then we'll give you also the phone number if you're interested. You can call in at 712-770-4340, and the access code is 250-513-pound, Whole Planet Healing, 7 days a week at 7 p.m. Pacific, where we mingle together. We talk back and forth for maybe like 10 to 15 minutes, and then we mute the phone lines when we'll read an excerpt from the channel materials, usually, or play a recording. And after that, usually we open up all the phone lines where everybody has a chance to put issues into the created energy field. Like a prayer, although we're not religious. I don't want to say we're not religious. It's not a religion that we perform over here. And after that, we mute the phone lines and usually win thus a planetary visualization. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, hi, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Good evening, Shirley. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you just joined in online through BBS Radio, good evening to you. Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day. Thank you for being here. And we'll be getting going here shortly, hopefully. All right. We wait for Wynn Free and Terry Brown to present themselves.
Probably still getting back from happy hour.
Probably.
Each in their own individual automobile.
Right.
Or Wynn in his helicopter.
Someone else joined in here. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody. Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, hi. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Northern Ohio.
Round in the way ends.
Way up and north.
Round in the ends and high in the middle. Welcome to the college. I can see your name and location. If I heard somebody.
Yes, that is true. We welcome that person. Thank you for being here. And if you just joined in online through BBS Radio, good evening to you. Welcome. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Howdy, it's Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Howdy, Lauren. Hi. Welcome.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Read an interesting article about how the medical treatments they're giving people for the alleged virus might be killing a lot of people.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Designed to do that. Weaponizing, they call it.
Do you think they'd want to extract more money from them before they killed them?
Yeah. Well, it probably gets you good and sick for a while before it kills you. But then you're scrambling to give money.
Mm-hmm. I talked to somebody who went in the hospital for like 5 days, no surgery, got some like a scan and some doctor visits and things. Bill, over $19,000.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really insane. It's so insane.
Don, did you listen to Coast to Coast when the guy said that a university had contacted the CDC to ask them for the information on the virus, and they said nobody has it?
I heard, just a second. Wait, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
It's Wynn in Sedona.
I win.
Hi, and the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, guys. It's Bonnie in California.
Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi,
thank you.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
And the next person that joined in, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome, Terry.
Hi.
Terry.
Hi.
No, Jeannie, I did not hear that specific thing from them, but I've heard it other places, including Freedom of Information Act requests.
That was Helen you were talking to, Don. No.
Oh, Helen, sorry, Helen, yes. That same answer, though.
No, it was Google.
What is it? It's anonymous?
The article I was reading today was talking about how the virus apparently respects national borders and will not cross them, including in Switzerland, which has three specific areas. They speak different languages, and in the German area, they had a much lower death rate than in the other two areas. So it's a pretty smart virus.
Yeah.
May the truth be revealed.
Well, my local paper said that they're gearing up for a third wave here.
They should just call it the permanent wave.
Yep.
Ride the wave.
The hairdresser, right?
Ride the wave.
This is when you make sure you've got everything at home just in case.
Whoever's talking is coming in real, real low.
Far away.
Is that Helen?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, Helen is always less volume than the rest.
I can hear her pretty good today, actually. Better than usual.
I'm sitting in this place. I'm about to put some EMF cloth up on my wall, because that's where my phone drops out all the time, and it doesn't work very well. That has to be the only place to sit in here.
But are you speaking into the horn right now, or are you on speakerphone?
Speakerphone.
Okay.
I never put it next to my ear anymore.
Can you get your phone closer to your mouth?
It is close.
It is close. Only 3 feet away.
It's a very, very old phone, and I will not upgrade it, and I won't get a new one.
And 5G is 10 times faster.
Faster than your grave.
Destroying your brain.
It destroyed your brain 10 times faster.
That's what I'm saying.
Already. They can just give up on that.
Hello to everybody on BBS. This is not actually the call. Oh, it is. But it's not the official call. Okay. But this is an example of the loonies come to our call. And you might be one of them.
You're not visiting anybody.
You know, it's interesting. You know, loony must come from moon, right?
Yeah.
Right. And it's interesting because, you know, I've never asked this question before, and I'm a little scared to ask it. Why are you guys talking while I'm talking? God. I'll stop and you can talk. But talk louder so we can hear you.
You might have been picking up Betty. She came in and was telling me she had to go visit her mom who had died.
Blessings to Betty. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say name and location. But of course, only if you want to. I'm going to mute the dings and then...
I'm starting to feel Betty's energy, Cecil. You know that?
Yeah. Oh, well, she's got a hold of my hand, so maybe that's why.
That's a good sign. Well, it probably helps. You know?
Yeah. Got both hands now.
Remember in the olden days when they used to, in school, the kid got was acting dumb, they'd put a dunce cap in him and put him in the corner. And the dunce cap is a toroidally shaped conal hat, so it probably actually made him smarter.
Could have put him in a pyramid, right? Could have made it out of a pyramid, in pyramid shape, and that would have made him smarter.
Terry, are you on the line?
She is.
Yeah, I am.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
What was the question you haven't asked, Lynn?
Well, the question I have a different question right in the moment. And you know what that is?
No.
Why?
Why can't I remember the question I haven't asked?
No, it was 10 seconds ago.
Did I ask a question 10 seconds ago?
You were going to, and then you thought you were talking.
I think the question you were afraid to ask.
You were thinking about a question you were afraid to ask, and then you thought we were talking.
Yeah. Well, it's gone. Sorry, Don.
That's all we know about it.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
I know a technique you can use to remember things like that.
The Akashic Records probably does not keep track of people's thoughts, right?
That's all there. Nowhere to look.
I don't know. Probably not.
Where would you start looking, though?
They'd need a pretty big hard drive.
Every piece of knowledge was there.
Excuse me, Cecil?
Yes.
I just wanted to mention to you that from those questions you asked,
yes,
I have to ask them again because I searched high and low on my digital recorder and either I didn't press the record button or God erased it.
Uh-oh.
And I prefer to blame God.
Of course.
It's probably not God. So we're going to do it again.
Okay, thank you.
Probably. I was trying to fit it in today, and I couldn't quite fit it in. Okay?
Yeah, I'm getting a swollen leg. Like maybe I'm going to be forced to take that rat poison after all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they said, you know, one of the questions that Terry keeps asking is, how do you know, did they do a test on your DNA, or did they just assume it was your DNA because it runs in your family?
No, they did a test and then told me to contact all my siblings because it is hereditary.
I see.
It's called Lytle 5.
Is it hereditary?
Lytle 5 something or other, and it's an extra clotting gene.
So they can run that same test on you again if you ask them, can't they?
Well, that's what I'm going to do, yeah.
Yeah.
Because yeah. The last time it took me in the hospital for over a week, and doctors were really, really worried about me.
Mm-hmm.
I do know
they said, I know in what I remember of what they said, they were most definite about taking the test and seeing if your DNA had actually changed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm sure that'd be a good thing to do.
Say where?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lauren, go ahead. Are you there, Lauren?
I think it was Wednesday.
What?
Yeah. You remember last Wednesday, Lauren Gentry asked a question. You couldn't find it until the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it there? Can we get that question asked?
Did she re-ask it?
I don't know.
Is she on the line right now?
No, she's not.
Well, my particular procedure is that somebody asked.
But she can listen to replay.
Yeah, well, let me see if I can find it easily, okay? All right?
Yeah.
Do you know her email?
It's, gosh, what is it?
Is her first name? How do you spell her first name?
Lauren.
I'm looking it up. All right. I found it.
Huh. Where am I?
Yeah. Now,
it had four questions in there, I believe, right?
She's pretty discouraged, isn't she?
Yeah, she's had better days.
Some people are looking forward to these times. Lauren Gentry, correct?
Yes.
And what city?
She's in Palm Springs or not?
No, I think it's Yucca Valley, I believe. Maybe Palm Springs, but I think it's Yucca Valley.
Actually,
no, Morongo. Sorry, Morongo.
Morongo. So she was in the same place as Abby was.
She last week. I know she said she is in Joshua 3.
Okay.
Oh, that's right, because I was talking to her about that store in Joshua 3.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's get started. You ready?
Muted.
Recording, we want to apologize that we are starting 24 minutes late, so your question might not be asked. Today it is October the 28th.
The recording has started.
This is October 28th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And is that Terry making all that jiggling sound?
Yeah, I'm using a headset. How am I coming across? Is it okay?
Yeah.
All right.
You're using a good headset?
No. If it's coming across good, then I guess it's a good one.
It's fairly clear. Yes, I heard a little
okay,
echo earlier, but it's gone, so we're good, I guess.
It's not your normal headset, okay?
No, it's not.
You know, we go through all this stuff, and why it takes so long is to get the, I mean, this is our routine up till now, and maybe I can do better, but...
just show up earlier, man. Be there in time.
Yeah. Well,
at the hour. Nope, it's your fault.
I'm kidding. But in any case, I've had a really busy day today, and I had to go shopping. And
okay, let's just get started.
Let's get started. Let's not hear my excuses, right?
Right.
Okay.
They're not valid anyway.
Right.
Who asked you? Who asked you for your opinion?
I like the truth, but nothing but the truth.
All right. So this is we're recording now, right?
Yes.
This is our call where we bring in our celestial sources to answer questions. And anyone who's a regular on the call knows that they are incredibly wise. They are incredibly powerful, but they never use power in a controlling way. They only use it to help. And they have the ability to look in on your energy patterns and see the things that are harmonized, see the conflicts. And so people ask questions. And it's not really a psychic answer. And if you're looking for psychic answers, this is the wrong place. I would call it a soul-level answer. And they don't take your power away. They don't tell you what to do. They don't tell you, but they give wisdom that can help guide you into seeing your own patterns more clearly and making better decisions. And they can also lift the vibration around you in a way that causes synchronicities to occur and sometimes healings. So you don't have to believe anything. You just have to be open-minded and have your own experience. Well, you can listen in. Listening in is the beginning of having your own experience. So we do a little invocation for protection to start with. And we do that because when we go to the level of these sources, while they're engaged with you, it's a very high vibration. But retreat back to their high place. Sometimes they leave an opening that negative sources can get into. And so we do an invocation to protect all of us from the boogeymen on the other side. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, to the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke the group energy connection while maintaining sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. Do you hear an echo?
No.
Maybe, okay, it's gone. If we ever say anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it, as it is not for you at that time. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line. That is where the voice comes from. We don't come through the computer. So we come to you a little bit faster than the voice comes. It is our delight to make connection with those that wish to make connection. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. And Don Herman, if someone was persuaded to accept a false idea, would that be a form of stuck energy? Might that allow that person to be controlled?
Well, if somebody was persuaded to do something, and they had to be persuaded to do it, then they may have reservations about believing it or doing it or following it. So there would be an aspect of them that wouldn't be in agreement with it. Would have that as long as she had been persuaded and didn't just adopt it willingly, there would be a portion of them that was not in favor of it or was just going along because they had to or felt they had to. So it's... they would be stuck if they, but on the other hand, that there would be a portion of them that would be in allegiance with their own feeling and their own viewpoint. They wouldn't be totally stuck because they could always work on getting out of it.
It seems to me that another way of asking that is people tend to become passionate sometimes about, I won't say false, but beliefs which are not completely true.
Well, there can be an element of hypnosis that occurs. Where the crowd is hypnotized into something, and the hypnotic energy moves over them, and then they go along with it to be part of the consensus.
Yeah, right. Now, here's an interesting question. If a person does that or is like that and doing something like that, does that affect their ability to connect to higher dimensions or to graduate this realm?
Well, if they're focused on something that they're hypnotized into being focused on, then they aren't carrying their focus to the higher realms. So it's still under their willpower, it could be, but if they are allowing themselves to be carried along with the tide, then they would miss the whole range of elves that they could have chosen.
Yes. And if they die, and they had those misguided belief patterns, is that going to affect them on the other side?
When they die, whatever they're focused on, they'll continue to be focused on, modified to some degree by their circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Well, like one exception to that you brought up is the atheist, that when he died, he said, "Uh-oh, I'm not dead." And he started believing in God or something.
And the atheist who, after he died, looked around and said, "Oh, my God, there is something after death." And he revised, he began to revise how he looked at things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I have a question here from Lauren Gentry. Friend of Lauren, our favorite Lauren. And before I ask her question, let me ask another question that she didn't ask. It's related. Early on,
maybe we will. All right.
Early on, when we were first, I was still first having the experience of talking to the Elohim, and I was with Daphne, and we were in a store in Encinitas. She handed me a book, and she said, "They want you to read this." And it was called Voyagers 2 by Ashayana Dean.
Yes.
And of course I got it. And I tracked it for quite some time, and
yes.
I understood why I was asked to read it after I had it, but I wasn't sure of everything in it. And
yes.
one of the things she said, that for people who were starseeds, who had incarnated from other planets, more evolved planets, and were here, that there was the possibility, if this realm was going to go to hell in a handbasket, that the spaceships would come to pick up some of their starseeds and take them to safety. And is that true?
And this is what the book said?
Well, they didn't, the book didn't say, is that true? I'm asking. Is
no, I mean, the book said that this would happen? Or this would possibly happen?
I can't remember if it said it would happen or possibly happen.
There is a possibility.
Mm-hmm. And there still is.
Yes, there is still that possibility. But one must be very careful because there are negative aliens and there are positive aliens. And usually if they would come and pick up somebody, that somebody would have knowledge for before and have been in contact with them.
I believe the book said that. I believe they would be contacted and in a way that would make them feel comfortable with the whole idea.
Okay.
And could people withstand our bodies suitable for space travel? Or would they have a way of making it possible?
Well, there are certain things on certain spacecraft that would make an environment that was possible.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to ask Lauren's question now, okay?
Yes.
Is it time to make plans to be in certain locations to assist people boarding ships for the shift?
Give us a moment. The question is formatted for everyone. However, this is not a question for everyone. This is a specific question that if a person, as we were discussing, he is contact, knowledgeable and is able to be aware of their contact with a certain group, then they can, like, keep up on the news, keep up on all of the factors involved. There are certain people that are contactees that are able to speak with certain alien intelligences knowledgeably and to be aware of availability and coordination. So we cannot just make a blanket general statement. This is an individual thing at this time. It is not something where a mass amount of fish that are going to come down and pick up people, and they should be at the corner of Fifth and Main at a certain time and day. The idea is not available.
I mean, the book also, the same book also said, be aware because it's possible that there would be negative groups acting like they were coming here to save us kind of like Close Encounters of the Third Kind, or I think that's what it was called, but they really have negative intentions. Or it's why
yes, it's like one should be aware and just not believe the flag and the billboard in the sky, because there have been programs to develop the billboard in the sky that had negative agendas. So one should be very, very confident that of who you are talking to and what you are arranging.
Right.
Ben, your one volume is getting low. Sorry.
One should just blindly expect something to drop out of the blue.
One should not hop on the next spaceship that's landed and say, come on, guys, we're here to save you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like one should not necessarily jump in the car with the next person that stops.
Right. Now, the next thing is, the next two questions, you're probably not going to answer, okay? But I'll read them and you can decide. I know.
All right.
Are the next months a good time for me to move, sell my place? Are there suggestions on the move location?
Well, where is her location? Is it in California?
Yes, it's in Joshua Tree, I believe.
Yes. There are several things to look at when you are deciding that. For instance, where you are living, do you have close friends? Do you have a community that supports you? Do you have availability for supplies? Give us a moment. There have been many people that have moved out of the United States because they have felt that the United States has become too dangerous to live in. And that there are other areas of the world that are friendlier. And that there is not so much negative influence. At this time, whether the United States is going to become safer or not is in decision. Everybody plays a part in that. You could be safe in Joshua Tree, or you could be safer somewhere else, perhaps. But there are a lot of things to consider. Some people might move. We're reminded of a couple in California that moved someplace in the Midwest because they were scared of earthquakes, and they landed in some place where there were tornadoes, and the family was wiped out shortly after arriving by a tornado. So what is going on there? They had a fear of their environment, and they moved somewhere where the environment also was not safe. They felt like California wasn't safe, and they moved somewhere where it wasn't safe. So your orientation, your expectation of what you are going to get is a lot of what you create around you. So to build a framework within your own mind of safety will can lead you to safety, because you will connect with safety, and you can take that into account when you are deciding your future. You have a lot, wherever you are, you have a lot to do with how it comes out.
Yes. Last question, Laura. And Laura, thank you for these questions. I am sure you're expressing things that are on many people's minds. What is the use of living when all of your life is burned down? My family was the earth and the creatures, water and trees. They, along with most of my family, transitioned. What is the point of observing any longer the construction of nonsense that has taken over this planet for centuries? And if you don't mind, I'm just going to make one little comment. Lauren, this is a time where if you are truly a light worker, there's more work to be done than you're letting yourself notice, because what you're saying is true, and that this is the time to rise to the occasion, because instead of one of the people who are falling down, you can be one of the people who is picking up. And there's a lot of people that need help in getting picked up. And I turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. You have the ability to nurture trees and plants and animals, and if you look around, there, although there has been a lack of water and the death of a lot of trees and the burning up of a lot of trees, there are areas where trees still are. And they are not all dead. And your health goes a long way towards nurturing of, we are looking, as we are speaking, at forests that are still there working on survival. Plants, herbs, flowers that are still there and would value your presence and your love. It didn't all die. It didn't all go away. And so we suggest if you focus on what is there, actually there, and can get stronger from your love and your connection, that this is a reason and a joy of living.
Thank you. Next question. Bonnie Penners. We would like to know how many of us are wanderers on the call, and how many are not, and native to planet Earth.
Thank you. We would like to just make one more statement to Lauren, and that is, it is our understanding that there is a project within the one aspect of government. It is set about to plant millions of trees. And okay, and then we have Bonnie Penner's question. what percentage of the people are on the call are wanderers?
Yeah.
Well, we see it depends upon whether you are talking about hardcore wanderers or people that you know, people that keep on moving, or people that stay around. And we see that there are many people on the call, perhaps majority, that are investigative in nature and are willing to explore and to take on new views and new positions. However, I have a commitment to love and to life and spiritual connection, although they might change location. They are more oriented towards connection than to with connection with others, with people, with animals, rather than to stay in Connecticut 1 month and Vermont another month. Or to simply go on the road. So there's sort of a middle ground here. So it depends on what you are referring to as wanderers. But the people on the call do have a general tendency to investigate and to look into new areas. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. We are just about out of time. And we have one more question.
You're also fading out again.
Go ahead.
One more question.
Go ahead.
Let me get my phone near as my hands. That helps. Okay.
I'm glad we got Lauren's in. Go ahead.
Hang on.
I got to get back in the channeling mode here. Okay, go ahead.
Edna, I went to a vortex place in Sedona, and the energy of that place was coming through the ground into the back of my head, which is different since I normally feel the energy coming through my crown chakra. I enjoyed the energy and meditation for a while, visualizing the energy, renewing myself, and strengthening my psychic abilities and opening my chakra.
Yes, your energy feels stronger in your ability to protect. Yes.
Yes. I also took two small crystals that I brought with me and visualized the crystals storing that energy, and I took it home with me. Does that vortex energy help in healing work and chakra work? Thank you.
Yes, it did retain some, and you can use it for that. Yes.
Okay, and did it work for her to take the energy back in the two small crystals?
What do you mean? Did it work for her?
I mean, could she do it?
The energy did stay with the crystals and did go back. Yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask. Okay. Well, maybe Terry and I should try that sometime.
Yes, that would be a good idea.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go over the whole planet healing. Let's see. The only question I didn't ask was Valerie. And maybe we covered it.
Do we have time? Can we ask it very quickly?
Okay. It feels like we're going back and forth in time. So many people are out of focus for the so-called way that we have to work within society. Can you please explain this crazy energy and how it's affecting so many people?
There was one word that didn't come through. Could you say it again real fast?
Okay. Just a moment. It feels like we're going back and forth in time. So many people are out of focus for the so-called way that we have to work within society.
With the so-called way we have to work?
With the so-called way, the way we work within our society. In other words, it's
okay.
Obviously breaking down. Can you please explain the
Well, people are moving into their homes a lot more. The energy, people with their routine have broken their routines. They're wearing masks. They're working at home. They aren't allowed to go to certain places, certain times. So the routines that they are depending upon have changed, and it is hard for the individuals to stay focused when they have to move their focus to all these different routines. They're breaking their routines, and so it is confusing, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it. We did it. 7 o'clock. Whole planet going 712-770-4340-501-526. And we'll see you there in a moment. And thank you all for being here. And hi, do you want to unmute everybody?
Unmuted.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thanks, all. Much love. Love you
guys. Love you too.
Ciao.
This session is no longer being recorded.